The cryptocurrency landscape is absolutely shifting right now. It feels like we are witnessing a significant rally led by Bitcoin, and honestly, the energy in the market is electric.
That energy is undeniable, but we need to keep a cool head. Following a long period of consolidation, observers are noting positive momentum. However, analysts are urging caution. We shouldn't ignore the potential limits to this upside.
That's a fair point, but it makes me curious. Is there a ceiling on where this goes? I've read that Bitcoin's price trajectory might face a barrier near $84,000.
That potential resistance level is deeply rooted in the mechanics of the spot Bitcoin ETFs that have recently entered the market. It's not just random numbers. It's about how the money is moving.
Right, so to understand this dynamic, we really need to analyze how institutional capital flows through these financial vehicles. It gets complicated.
It does. Central to this analysis is the concept of the average spot BTC ETF cost basis. For investors utilizing exchange-traded funds, the cost basis represents the average price at which institutions acquired their Bitcoin positions.
Oh, I see. So the price of the Bitcoin itself matters, but what the institutions paid matters even more.
Exactly. Market behavior shifts based on the relationship between the current Bitcoin price and this average cost. During an accumulation phase, when the price is below the average cost, funds typically continue to accumulate tokens.
That makes sense. It's like buying while it's on sale. But what happens when the price goes up?
That is the critical shift. However, once the price surpasses the average cost basis significantly, the incentive for further accumulation diminishes. Analysts believe the average cost for major institutional funds may settle around the $84,000 mark.
Wow. So that creates a natural barrier for the price. If we are consistently above what these funds paid, the flow of new buying pressure might slow down.
Precisely. This dynamic is particularly crucial for short-term traders and investors monitoring potential resistance levels. It's not just about the chart, it's about the capital deployment.
I get it. The significance of the $84,000 level extends beyond simple numerical thresholds. It represents a psychological and technical floor for institutional demand. In financial markets, levels where significant capital has been deployed often act as magnets.
However, they can also act as ceilings if the price pushes too far above the entry point of that capital. It's a double-edged sword, depending on the direction of the flow.
That is intense. So, as long as the price hovers near or below this $84,000 threshold, the rally can continue to gather strength, though volatility might increase.
Correct. If the price breaks decisively above this level, a new phase of institutional buying could commence. Conversely, if the price tests this level and meets strong resistance, it could result in a consolidation period before the next market move.
It's important to view this potential price cap not as a definitive prediction of failure, but as a scenario requiring active monitoring. It keeps us on our toes.
Absolutely. The overall health of the crypto market is influenced by broader macroeconomic factors, including interest rates, inflation data, and global liquidity.
Even if $84,000 acts as a temporary ceiling, it does not preclude the possibility of a breakout driven by unexpected news or regulatory clarity. We have to stay open-minded.
Investors should remain cautious but open-minded. The current rally is driven by a combination of organic retail interest and institutional adoption through ETFs.
Keeping an eye on the ETF inflows and outflows will provide real-time data on whether the market views $84,000 as a wall or a stepping stone.
In summary, the Bitcoin rally is undeniably in progress, fueled by fresh institutional interest and ETF mechanisms. Smart investors will use this information to manage risk, perhaps taking profits near resistance levels or preparing for volatility around that price point.
As the market evolves, staying informed about the mechanics of the ETFs will be just as important as watching the price chart itself.
Exactly. Let's keep watching the data closely.